我们现在要开始安息日的聚会。
We're about to begin our morning service.
那请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始安息日的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our morning Sabbath service.
唱诗341首。
Let's sing hymn number 341.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
求主耶稣带领我们今天早上的聚会。
We ask Lord Jesus to guide our service today.
愿神的话能够造就我们，滋润我们的心灵。
May the words of God can edify us and renew us.
愿主的平安喜乐与大家同在。
And may the peace and joy of the Lord be with all of us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
今天早上跟我们一起来学习约翰福音11章。
This morning we'll study John chapter 11.
约翰福音11章，主耶稣对我们有一个非常重要的讯息。
In this chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ has a very important message for us.
就是生命在我，复活在我。
That he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
这个宣告不但影响我们，也影响整个全世界的人类。
And this declaration not only has to do with us, but with everyone in the world.
我们首先来看约翰福音的11章。
Let's first turn to Gospel of John chapter 11.
约翰福音11章。
Gospel of John chapter 11.
11章的第四节。
John chapter 11 verse 4.
从第一节先看第一节。
Sorry,
约翰福音11章第一节。
From verse 1, John chapter 11, verse 1.
请读。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
这个地方讲拉撒路生病了。
Here it says Lazarus was sick.
接下去就在讲他的姐妹。玛利亚跟马大。
And here mention his sisters, Mary and Martha.
那如果我们再读第三节。
If we look at verse 3.
请读。
Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
这个地方啊。这个姐妹就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Here the sisters send someone to Lord Jesus, telling him that, Lord, him who you love, he whom you love is sick.
有时候我们常常会想如果神爱我神的恩典很充满我的生活就不会有问题。
And sometimes we might think that if I have the love of God and the abundant grace of God, then my life will be well.
但是这个地方讲你所爱的人病了。
But here it says, he whom you love is sick.
所以这样看起来主耶稣所爱的人也会生病。
And from here it seems that even the one whom Jesus loved,can get sick.
主耶稣所爱的人也会遇到困难。
And the one loved by Jesus will also face difficulties.
所以生病并不等于主耶稣不爱他。
Therefore, when someone gets sick, it doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love them.
我们遇到困难也不等于主耶稣不爱我们。
And when we face difficulties, that doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love us anymore.
那到底为什么主耶稣允许生病来到他所爱的拉撒路呢？
And why does Jesus allow illness to fall upon someone whom he loved?
那如果我们看第四节
If we look at verse 4,
第四节
Verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
这里主耶稣就讲了，这个病不至于死。
Here Jesus says that the sickness is not unto death.
也就是说，这个困难，有一定的程度，主耶稣会允许它发生到一定的程度。
Which is to say that there is a limit that Jesus set on this difficulty.
所以我们的病痛，我们的困难，其实还是在主耶稣的掌控之下。
So, which is to say that our sickness and our difficulties, these are all under the control of the Lord.
那为什么呢？是为着神的荣耀。
And these happen so that God can be glorified.
那在约翰福音第九章里面呢，有一个人瞎眼。
In John chapter 9, there is a blind person.
所以有人就来问耶稣。在第九章的第二节
In John chapter 9 verse 2 There is someone who came to ask him And his disciples asked him saying Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents that he was born blind?
这个地方有人问耶稣啦那他瞎眼是谁犯罪呢
And so here someone came to Jesus and asked him Well, why was he blind?Who sinned?
是这个人还是他父母呢?
Was it this man or his parents?
所以当一个人生病遇到困难，很自然人就会把他跟罪连在一起，特别是一个有信仰的人。
And a lot of times when someone is sick, they would start thinking about the possibility of sin.
但是主耶稣的回答不是这样。
But Lord Jesus' response was not about sin.
如果我们看第三节
If we look at verse 3, Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
说这个人生病啊，不是因为罪。
That this person did not fall ill because of sin.
乃是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
But rather the words of God should be revealed in him.
后来这个瞎眼就得看见了。
And in the end, this blind person was able to see.
所以神的作为显明，神就得到荣耀。
And when God's work was revealed, God is glorified.
所以如果我们回到十一章，拉撒路病了。
So if we turn back to chapter 11, and we see Lazarus was sick.
是为着神的荣耀。
This was for that the works of God should be revealed in him.
那这个就让我们想起来哦，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And this reminds us that all things work for those who love him.
这个是罗马书第八章里面的一句话。
And this was a phrase in Romans chapter 8.
那万事也就是包括我们喜欢的，我们不喜欢的。
And when it says all things, this includes the things that we like and things that we do not like.
也包括顺利的，也包括不顺利的。
And it includes things that goes on smoothly as well as difficulties.
那要让爱神的人得益处。
It is so that those who love the Lord can be edified.
所以我们遇到困难常常要思想。
Therefore, when we face difficulties, we have to ponder about it.
怎么让这个困难对我有益处？
We have to ponder how can this difficulty translate into edification for me.
父母在教养子女都是出于爱。
And when parents educate their children, it's out of the love.
比方说很多的父母要小孩子学弹钢琴。
And for example, some parents want their children to learn how to play the piano.
很多小孩子刚开始他也不喜欢学。
And at the very beginning, the children may not like it.
但是学会了弹钢琴以后发现以后在教会也能够侍奉神。
But after they learned how to play the piano, they realized that they can serve in church.
哦，所以刚开始觉得很无聊啊，是重担。但是回头过来看啊，对父母的爱啊，也是充满着感谢。
And at the very beginning, they might think of practicing as a chore or very boring, but in the end, they realize this is out of their parents' love.
没有人喜欢遇到困难。
No one likes to face difficulties.
但是啊，如果困难是为着让我们得益处，我们回头过来以后啊，就会充满着感谢。
But if these difficulties is there to benefit us, then in the end, when we look back, we'll be filled with thanks.
因此圣经才说啊，我们遇到患难要思想。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that when we face with troubles, we have to reflect.
思想为什么神让我遇到这个患难？
We have to reflect and think, why does God allow me to face with this difficulty?
如果不是因为我的罪要我悔改，那一定有更好的目的。
If it's not because of my sin and wanting me to repent, there must be a better purpose.
所以雅各书的第一章这样说。
Therefore, in James chapter 1, it says,
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章的第二节
Chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
第三节
Verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
第四节
Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
第五节
Verse 5.If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
所以这个第二节讲落在百般的试炼中要有大喜乐。
And here verse 2 it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
这个就要进到灵界来看，我们才会得喜乐。
And you have to view it from the spiritual aspect,
如果以世界的观点，不容易有喜乐。
And if you just view it from the secular aspect, it's difficult to have joy.
但是第四节讲，忍耐也当成功，让你成全完备，毫无缺欠。
And verse 4 it says, But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
让我们这一个人的灵性更完全。
It is so that our spirituality can be more perfect.
能够更蒙神喜悦。
And that we may be more pleasing in the eyes of God.
在神的面前有更大的荣耀。
And in front of God, we can have a greater glory.
因此到第五节就讲智慧。
And so in verse 5, it mentions wisdom.
为什么前面讲试炼，后面就接着讲智慧？
And why does it first mention trials and then wisdom?
就是求神给我们智慧，让我们了解神要我学什么。
And this is to have asked God for wisdom so we can understand what is it that God wants us to learn.
所以有时候我们在听人在见证。
So sometimes when we listen to testimonies,
有的人见证就是很直接，我生病了，大家帮我祷告，病好了，感谢神，这样也是很好的。
And in some of these testimony, testify about how they got sick and then God healed them, and that's good.
但是有的人，他的见证他就会想，为什么神让我遇到困难？
And in some other people's testimonies, they also mention how they think aboutthey also think about stuff.
然后努力去调整自己。
They think about why they face with such an incident and they try to adjust themselves.
使自己的生命有更新，有变化。
So that there's a renewal to their life.
结果当这个困难过去以后。
And when this trouble passes over.
这个见证里面就有很多他生命更新的过程的一个体验。
And this whole testimony talks about the process of how his life is renewed and transformed.
哦，那这样的见证有时候能够造就更多的人。
And sometimes these testimonies can edify even more people.
啊，让人能够在困难中学习不断的更新变化。
And so that we can learn to transform in our difficulties.
比方说我们现在经历过疫情已经快一年了。
And for example, now we are already in this pandemic for almost 1 year.
大家关在自己家里也差不多一年了。
And we've been housed at home for about 1 year.
那神允许这个疫情发生一定有神的目的。
And God allowed this pandemic to happen, there must be a reason.
那我们也可以一直祷告主啊，让疫情赶快过去。
On one side, we can pray to God, God, please let this pandemic be over.
但是如果疫情过去以后，我的我跟一年前的我，我的生活方式，我的生活的优先顺序都一样。
But if after this pandemic and before pandemic, our life is exactly the same.
这样似乎啊，疫情并没有达到神要我们达到的目的。
Then this pandemic would not have had its effect on transforming us.
所以一方面我们可以祷告神让它赶快过去。
So on one hand, we can ask God to have this pandemic over soon.
但是一方面我们要想这个过程啊，到底神要我们学什么。
On the other side, we should reflect and think about what is it that God wants me to learn in this pandemic?
神要我改变我什么?
What is it that God wants me to change?
因为如果我们看圣经啊，末世以后啊，这个会越来越多，这不是最后一个。
And because if we look into the Bible, we know that this is not the last difficulty. There will be more difficulties.
而且会越来越严重。
And the difficulties will be even more severe.
那能够去体会的人，信仰会越来越进步。
And for those who can learn from these difficulties, they will improve.
来预备主耶稣的再临。
And they will be more prepared to receive the arrival of Lord Jesus.
所以这里讲哈，这个病是为着得神得到荣耀。
And so here I mentioned that this illness was there so that God can be glorified.
是有目的的。
There's a purpose to it.
好，那我们现在看，拉撒路复活这个家庭啊。
So let's look at Lazarus' family.
为什么这个恩典会临到这个家庭
？Why does this grace fall upon this family？
好，我们现在回来看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
第五节。
Verse 5.Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
这句话非常重要。
This is a very important phrase.
耶稣素来爱马大，他的妹子，并拉撒路。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
在圣经里面好像找不到他的父母。
And in the Bible, it seems that it doesn't mention their parents.
就很有可能啊，这三个是孤儿。
It's possible that these three were orphans.
没有父母，当然这是很遗憾的事情。
And it's very pitiful being without parents.
因为大家成长的过程都希望有父母的爱。
Because in the as we're growing up, we hope to have the love of our parents.
能够在很温暖、充满爱的家庭长大。
That we can grow up in a family full of love.
但是能不能有父母跟我们一起长大，有时候不是我们能控制的。
But it's not within our control whether we have parents or not.
而且是不是父母用爱来带领我们，这个也不是我们能控制的。
And whether our parents guide us with love or not, it's also not within our own control.
但是有一件事情我们可以追求。
But there's one thing we can pursue.
就是我们建设一个主耶稣所爱的家庭。
That we can establish a family that the Lord Jesus loves.
啊，这个会补足父母对我们爱的不足。
And this will compensate for the lack of love from our parents.
啊，and 如果我们的家是主耶稣所爱的。
If our family is loved by Lord Jesus,
啊，主耶稣会跟这个家庭同在。
Then Jesus will abide with this family.
这个家庭会充满着恩典。
This family will be full of grace.
这个家庭会充满着平安跟喜乐。
There will be peace and joy.
那这个家庭是一个幸福的家庭。
And this will be a very blessed family.
啊，那这个是我们需要追求的。
And this is something we need to pursue.
所以一个这么大的神迹，使人复活就发生在这个家庭里面。
And this miracle of something resurrecting from the death, this great miracle happened in this family.
因为主耶稣素来爱他们。
Because Jesus loved them.
而且连他们自己啊，也感觉得到哈，所以就告诉耶稣，你所爱的人变了。
And they know that Jesus loves them too. Therefore, the message they send is, "He whom you love is sick."
啊，有时候我们在家庭之间呢，啊，对爱啊，相当的敏感。
And sometimes we're very sensitive to love in our family.
啊，但是啊，我们对神的爱啊，很迟钝。
But we're not as sensitive to the love God has for us.
啊，所以到底神有没有爱我们？有时候我们自己也搞不清楚。
And sometimes we don't even know if God loves us or not.
啊，但是这里啊，他们都很清楚哦，这个弟兄是主所爱的。
But here they know this clearly. They say, this Lazarus whom you love.
啊，那如果我们回到路加福音啊，就可以看到为什么主耶稣会爱这个家庭。
And if we turn to Gospel of Luke, we'll see why Jesus loves them.
啊，至少有两个很重要的原因。
There's at least two important points.
我们看路加福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
啊，路加福音的第十章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
啊，第十章38节。
Verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
啊，39节。
39. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
啊，40节。
Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.
这里讲啊，主耶稣进到一个村庄。
Here mentioned that Jesus came into a village.
这个村庄里面有很多人。
There were a lot of people in this village.
啊，但是就有一个女人叫做马大来接他到自己的家里。
But a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
哦，所以为什么主耶稣会喜欢这个家庭
？So why does Lord Jesus love this family?
啊，因为这个家庭是爱主的家庭。
Because these people love him.
啊，所以神就爱他们。
Therefore, God loves them.
啊，那他们对神的爱有一个具体的表现。
And there is a very a practical manifestation of their love for him.
哦，就是把主耶稣接到自己的家庭。
Which is they welcomed him into their house.
啊，那接到自己的家庭做什么
？And what did they do after they invited him to their house?
我们刚刚读下去哈，叫做马大来侍候主耶稣。
And earlier we read that Martha served the Lord.
啊，然后玛利亚就在主耶稣面前听到。
And that Mary was sitting in front of Jesus, listening to his words.
啊，所以主耶稣被接到他家庭之后，我看马大、玛利亚整个中心就是侍奉主耶稣，听主耶稣讲道。
So here we can see that after they received Jesus into their house, one of them served him, and another one listened keenly to his word.
啊，今天我们来想哦。主耶稣是不是只留在教会里面
And today we have to ponder, is Jesus left at church?
我们安息日到教会去在那里敬拜神。
And on the Sabbath, we go to the church and worship God.
所以六日劳碌做工第七天归属于神。
And in 6 days, we toil and labor. On the seventh, we worship God.
做完礼拜回到家里过来六天主耶稣都跟我没有关系
And after we return back home from church, on the 6 days, Jesus has nothing to do with us.
所以我们的家庭并没有打开来让主耶稣进来。
And in this sense, we did not welcome Jesus into our own homes.
那这样我们对主耶稣的体验就会减少。
If that's the case, then we will not be experiencing Jesus a lot.
好，那如果我们学习这个家庭。
If we learn from this household,
我们把主耶稣接到我们家庭来。
We receive Jesus into our home.
第一个来侍奉他。
First, we serve him.
怎么来侍奉主耶稣呢？
And how can we serve Jesus?
我们在家里面每一天都为教会的圣工来代祷，这个就是侍奉。
And in our home, if we pray for the work of the church, this is service.
那有时候用我们的家庭为基础来在教会里面做侍奉。
And we serve in church as a family, that is also service.
有时候我们看到一个人经济很好，不要上班，天天能够享福到处玩，我们觉得他很有福气。
And sometimes we see some people who don't need to work and they have enough wealth to live on. We think they're very blessed.
但是在神的国里面。
But in God's kingdom.
我们要求神让我们有机会为他做一些事情。
We need to ask him to give us this opportunity to serve him.
也求神让我们有恩赐为他做一些事情。
And to give us talents so that we can do something for him.
因为在神的国里面我们能够为神做一些事情，这是一种恩典。
Because to be able to do something for God in his kingdom, this is his grace.
所以马大刻意把他请到家里来侍奉。
So Martha specially welcomed Jesus to her home to serve him.
所以主耶稣来了，他变成很忙了。
And so when Jesus came, she was very busy.
这个忙碌并没有白费主耶稣就爱这个家庭。
This busyness was not in vain because Jesus loves them.
主耶稣曾经讲侍奉他的要蒙他尊重。
And Jesus once says, those who serve him will be respected.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Gospel of John chapter 14.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
十二章约翰十二章二十六节。
Sorry, it's chapter 12, verse 26. And if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
这里讲有人侍奉我，我必蒙我父尊重他。
That if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
所以如果一个人真的从心里面很实在在侍奉神生活一定有很多体验。
So for someone who truly serves the Lord from the bottom of their heart, they will experience God in their life.
因此如果我们看一个人讲我信仰都没有什么体验我们可以问他一个问题，你真的有从心里在侍奉神吗？
So for someone who says, I don't experience God at all, then we can ask them, did you really serve God from your heart?
所以这里讲服侍我，我父要尊重他。
Because here it says, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
我们看十四章的二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
Okay, 爱我的要蒙我父爱他。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
如果父爱我们，生活有很多的恩典的体验。
And if our Father in heaven loves us, then we will experience him in our daily lives.
哦，所以这个家庭蒙主所爱是有原因的。
And therefore, there's this reason why Martha's family was loved by Lord Jesus.
他也是主耶稣有所爱的。
Because they were loved by him.
哦，所以我们回到约翰十一章第三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
哦，第三节。
Verse
3. 第三节就在讲请打发人请主耶稣去见主耶稣请主耶稣来。
And so the sister sent someone to Lord Jesus and tell him to come.
所以我们的生命不只是认识主耶稣是谁。
And so in our lives, it's not only to know who Jesus is.
要把主耶稣请到我们家庭来。
We have to invite him to come to our home.
把心门打开来，请他进来，做我生命的主宰。
We have to open our hearts and invite him to be Lord in our hearts.
从心里面的爱他，来侍奉他。
And we have to love him and serve him from the bottom of our hearts.
那我们的生活就会开始对神有体验。
Then we will start to experience him in our lives.
那后来拉撒路复活了。
And later on, Lazarus resurrected.
那我们就看到主耶稣在做事情有他的时候。
And we see that whatever Jesus does, there's his own timing.
所以当他知道拉撒路复活以后，第六节，我们看第六节。
Let's learn.
拉撒路生病啊，他怎么做？
Let's look at verse 6. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was.
然后第七节。
And verse 7, then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again.
他没有马上去啊，他住了两天。
And when he first heard of Lazarus' sickness, he did not go right away. He stayed for another 2 days.
两天以后啊，他说要到犹太去。
And after 2 days, he said, let us go to Judea.
但是呢，如果我们看十八节伯大尼是在耶路撒冷附近。
If we look at verse 18, Bethany was near Jerusalem.
所以等到主耶稣到了这个家庭到了十七节拉撒路已经在坟墓四天了。
So if we look at verse 17, so by the time Jesus came, Lazarus has already been in the tomb for 4 days.
他已经死了，而且他们觉得他已经发臭了。
So Lazarus already died, and he was already smelly.
是不可能的。
It was impossible.
但是就在这个时候他从死里复活。
But it was at this time that he resurrected from the death.
所以这个让我们想到主有主的时候。
So this shows us that the Lord has his time.
因此我们交托神很重要，但是要耐性等候神的时候。
So when we give our burdens to God, we also have to be patient.
那这个耐性等候也真的是需要很大的信心。
And this patience requires a lot of faith.
我们看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
第五节
Verse
5
Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
然后看第七节
And verse 7 Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
这个地方讲第五节讲要把你的事交托神。
In verse 5, it says, commit your way to the Lord.
并依靠他，他必成全。
Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
但是到了第七节，要默然依靠神，耐性等候。
And verse 7, it says, wait patiently for him, do not fret.
因此这个要很大的信心啊。
And this requires a lot of faith.
那神的时候到了，神就会成全他的旨意。
And when the time of God comes, He will bring it all to pass.
那在这里是拉撒路死了四天主耶稣到了，时候到了。
And at this point, Lazarus was already dead for 4 days. It was time.
好，那我们现在看回来看约翰福音十一章。
Now let's turn back to Gospel of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这个地方主耶稣讲复活在我，生命也在我。
Here Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣在哪里讲？
Where did Jesus say this?
在马大玛利亚的家，拉撒路已经死了四天。
He said it at Martha and Mary's household when Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
他竟然敢讲复活在我，生命也在我。
And at this time, he dared to say, "I am the resurrection and the life."
我们看再有能力的医生都会遇到有一天，他所医的病人。面临最后的一口气。
And even the most skilled doctors will come to a point when their patient is about to die.
所以家人讲我已经尽我力量了。
And the doctor will say to the family, I've done my best.
这个就是人的极限，我们能够做到一定程度，再来我们就没有办法控制。
And this is the limitation of men, and up to a certain point after that, we'reIncapable.
那这里拉撒路已经死了四天了。
And at this point, Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
所以主耶稣在那里讲复活在我，生命在我。
And here Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
那马上有一个考验，那拉撒路怎么办？
And immediately there's this test. What about Lazarus?
所以主耶稣讲的话带有权柄。
And Jesus' words carries authority.
主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
His words is a life, it's spirit.
主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
And his words is the truth.
主耶稣讲的话安定在天，直到永远。
And his words is established in heaven and exists forever.
主耶稣讲的话就是神的应许。
And his words are the promise of God.
昨天、今天、明天，永远一样。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow is always the same.
所以我是生命，我是复活，这一句话没有时间的限制。
And therefore, when he said, "I'm the resurrection and the life," it's not bound by time.
主耶稣掌管生命，他就是生命的本身。
And Jesus controls life; he is life himself.
所以在他里面没有死亡。
Therefore, in him, there's no death.
所以我们人在世界上死是一个很大的敌人。
And in this world, death is an enemy for us.
每一个人都要投降。
Everyone, is defeated.
活得越久，离开这个时间越近。
And the longer you're alive, the closer you are to death.
因此这个死结人没有办法解开啊。
And we cannot resolve death.
所以人活得越久越会感觉到一个事实。
And so the longer we're alive, we come to this realization.
人真的是很虚空啊。
That it's vain.
不管你过去掌握了什么。
It doesn't matter what you control in the past.
有很多的名声，很多的掌声，有很多的钱财。
Whether it's fame, status, or wealth, it can all pass away.
那死了，空手去哪里？我也不知道。
And after I die, empty-handed, where am I going? I don't know.
离开我们所爱的人，爱我们的人。
And we leave those who love us and whom we love.
到一个我们不知道，我们没有办法控制的地方，所以。真的人要面对死亡的时候 觉得很害怕，也觉得很虚空。
And we're going into somewhere unknown, and this uncertainty makes us scared and afraid.
因此，主耶稣讲这一句话对我们来讲非常重要。
And therefore, what Jesus said is very important to us.
啊，所以圣经说啊，死亡被生命吞灭了。
And therefore, the Bible says that death was swallowed up by life.
所以在主耶稣里面已经没有死了。
Therefore, there's no death in Jesus Christ.
啊，所以死了叫睡了，所以他说拉撒路睡了，我们叫他起来。
And therefore, when it's death, it's actually just asleep. So Jesus said, "He's asleep. Let me go wake him up."
啊，所以穿过死亡这个门，我们进到永生。
And by passing through death, we enter into eternal life.
啊，因此啊，主耶稣讲这一句话对我们非常重要。
Therefore, this phrase that Jesus said is very important to us.
这个带给我们永生的盼望。
It gives us eternal hope.
啊，这个盼望会改变我们非常非常的大。
And this hope in eternity can transform us.
好，我们来看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
啊，哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
啊，这个地方讲不丧胆，为什么？
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Why?
啊，为什么会丧胆？因为我们外面的身体啊，一天一天毁坏。
Why might someone lose heart? Because the outward man is perishing.
哦，但是为什么不丧胆？因为里面那个人会更新变化。
But why do we not need to lose heart? It is because our inward man is being renewed day by day.
哦，这个就是永生。
And this is eternal life.
那这样的一个盼望会带给我们什么改变？
And such a hope can bring us change.
啊，十七节。
And what kind of change? Verse 17.
啊，请。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这个讲自战自谦的苦主就是指着还活着。
And this light affliction is referring to when we're still alive.
极重无比的荣耀就是指着死的。
And this far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory is when we passed away.
什么计划都没有办法超过死亡那个时刻。
And however we plan our life, we cannot plan past our death.
当主耶稣是生命是复活的时候，我们就可以追求超过死亡的。
But when Jesus is life and the resurrection, we can pursue past death.
就是极重无比永远的荣耀。
Which is this eternal weight of glory.
啊，所以十八节。
Verse 18.
啊，请。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
啊，所以我们的生活目标会转移。
Therefore, we'll shift our perspective.
我们开始顾念所看不见的。
We will start to consider the things that we cannot see.
那是永远的。
Which are eternal.
所以信仰生活需要信心。
Therefore, in our life of faith, we need faith.
啊，信心不只是神迹奇事。
Faith is not just about miracles and signs.
信心乃是相信我们有永生。
Faith is to believe that we have this eternal life.
相信那里有永远的荣耀。
To believe that there's eternal glory.
因为我这样相信。
And because I believe so,
所以我今生会做一个很重要的决定。
Therefore, I'll make this very important decision in life.
我要预备来承受永生啊，跟永远的荣耀。
I will prepare myself to receive this eternal glory.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
啊，七十九首。
79.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray.
啊，我们西北区4月8号到11号有灵恩布道会。
And in the Northwest region, we have a spiritual convocation coming up.
啊，我们为这件圣会来祷告。
Let's pray for this event.
啊，求主施恩带领祝福。
May the Lord guide us and bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.